Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her PhD in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they're working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for. But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney. He said they are working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her PhD in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney. He said they are working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they are working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her PhD in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney County said they are working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they're working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her PhD in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they are working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for. But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they are working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for. But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they are working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for. But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they're working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they're working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Mexico's next president will meet soon with top Trump administration officials. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and some other administration officials. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit to El Paso, Texas. De Blasio went to a holding facility for immigrant children, but was denied entry. The mayor also flatly denies the allegation of crossing the border illegally. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Well, she's going to have her chance. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
She was also asked about the safety aspect of traveling 30-some million miles away.
I think that kind of growing up and going to, like, visitor centers and meeting people who work at NASA and just kind of the environment that you're put around, you kind of see how important, like, safety is to everyone around. So I think that, you know, even though Mars is super far away, I definitely think that, you know, seeing everything that's going in, it kind of reassures you that the mission's going to go as planned.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and over the next 15 years, Carson will have to get her Ph.D. in astrobiology as well. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders. There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney. He said they're working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down.